Hi, everyone. Welcome to Girl Code.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to a different stew.
You're probably wondering where we are right now.
Yes, it's quite lovely.
It is lovely.
Let's just acknowledge the elephant in the room. It's gorgeous. Ooh, gorgeous stunning vibes. Mm. Yes, we have a guest coming in, so we had to move the stew and loving it. Love the new
love
vibes.
Love the new space.
They get us, you know?
Yeah.
Feels right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anywho, what's been new since we last caught up in person?
Guys, it's been a second. We haven't had an in-person episode for a while, right?
Well, you're 26 now.
I'm 26. I don't know how to feel about it. I actually feel a little bit sick about it.
Well, last time we recorded, you were 25.
I know. Okay, so I'm 26. I had my birthday. Caitlin came down. You probably did see the stories.
So fun.
It was very fun. Mm. Unexpectedly, very, very fun.
We kind of all knew what would happen.
Yes. When we're put together, and the boys, I think, as well, like all of us in a hotel.
So for backstory, we went to Brisbane. Oh, yeah.
For anyone who didn't see, we went to Brisbane together. We stayed at the Carlisle Hotel. Also,
absolutely gorgeous.
Stunning. If you guys have any events coming up, 10 out of 10.
Not spawn either. I wish we got a discount.
Oh, my God. I wish we got a discount.
Feel free.
Yeah, sling one. Carlisle, please.
Please.
But we had a really nice weekend there. I had a birthday lunch. A few of my friends came. It was kind of weird because it was like the Brisbane circle. Don't you think it's like different?
I know what you mean. Yeah. Because normally you're it's in Sydney, right?
So all like the Sydney girlies.
A couple of people from Brisbane each year can maybe make it. If not, it's just like your Sydney girls.
Sydney girls.
But this year I felt like I was coming from Sydney to like the Brisbane.
The vibes were different. It's great vibes, but it was just so different. And like my brother was there, which was really nice. But yeah, we had a good weekend. It was nice.
It was really nice.
Yeah.
I'm stinging to go back.
Yeah.
And this time just not be so drunk.
Yeah.
I don't regret it.
No. And do you know what? I think, and I stand by this, you know how in Europe, when you go out, you feel fine the next day because you're in a beautiful space.
And you have no responsibilities. That's the key point.
I felt that at the Carlisle.
You see, I felt that.
You're like, no, I didn't.
I felt that on day one.
Yeah, day two. Because you had a flight at like 7 a.m.
Yeah, so day two, I wake up, I'm moderately hungover from the night before.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had to leave the Carlisle at 6:30. I couldn't check in. Couldn't figure out how to check in. It wasn't working. My bag, I had to add baggage and it wasn't letting me add baggage. And I was just like, I'm actually living in hell right now. So I didn't have that exact experience, but I love that for you.
Yeah. See, I woke up fresh as a daisy. I was loving life.
Ease into the morning.
Yeah, this is great.
Yeah, no, I had a rough start to that day, but that's okay. Worth it. Definitely worth it. It was fun to have the boys together as well.
It was.
Like in,
they had a bonding moment. It was cute.
Also, everyone liked to see them on TikTok. We made a TikTok with them.
Oh, yeah. That
was
fun.
Funny. People were like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Because we don't really feature them. Tom.
I had girls commenting because I posted a photo with John and so many girls were like, wait, you're back with your ex? And I was like, wait, do people not know this? I'm so confused.
I feel like because we speak so openly on the podcast.
But I guess if you don't listen to the podcast.
Not everyone correlates,
okay, right.
Everything.
Yeah. I was like, wait.
You new here?
Yeah, I'm like, we've been together for like over a year.
Yeah, late to the party, but all good.
Mm. Also something funny while we were away. You may have seen, we did go viral.
Oh my God, guys, we're viral sensations.
We are viral on Girl Code.
But not for anything that good, which sucks.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Well, okay, our video was definitely taken out of context.
The background of the video, if you guys saw, it was that small clip in context. If you listen to the episode, we're talking about John doing triathlons. And then I said that when guys hit 30, I can't even repeat it. Every time I
when
open my phone.
When boys hit 30.
That's the other thing, boys.
Oh. Yeah, people were very upset about the use of the word boys.
So I said that they either join a run club, get into hot sauce, barbecuing. I don't even want to rehash that whole. It was just a small clip.
Small clip. And also we weren't saying it in a bad way, but they definitely took it as us making fun of them, I think.
Yes, I think we clipped that tiny little section. Like when boys hit 30, they do this, this, and this, and this. Put it live. Didn't realize it would ruffle so many feathers.
So many feathers.
Since going viral, we're changed people. What have you learned?
I have learned that a lot of men, when they're offended, the things that come out of their mouths, like, guys, you need to go read some of the comments. Like, can I say what they said?
Yeah. Well, we've deleted a lot because they were just awful.
We deleted a lot, but there's some guys that are saying when women hit 30, they ran through trash. Like, it was a lot.
Of course, the common, most popular insult, podcast licenses should be expensive. I love that one. That's a real zinger. The first 100 times I heard it, now it's just a bit, you know, that was good. I also learned that men hate my voice, and maybe just women in general.
I think they just hate women. With an opinion. That's the vibe that I was getting. I was like, you hate women. Some of them were defending us. Like some guys were like, I don't think they meant it like this, but overall.
Context is important. Remember that when you watch clips. I mean, we got the clicks. Fantastic result. Now have a whole new set of insecurities about my voice. Fantastic result.
Perfect for a podcast.
We know what our intention was, so it's fine. But it did make me sad when some guys were commenting like, hashtag men's mental health awareness, like, don't let these girls get you down. I'm like, and then I came in on the defense and I was like, guys, like, sorry, you know, this was happy, like, blah, 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 blah. The comments still pinned. And then I put the emojis, like a bow, the nail polish and like the stars, which is like girl code emojis. And everyone was like, you're so passive aggressive. I'm like, oh, fuck. Maybe my vibe is just so bitchy. I don't know.
It's just such a reflection of the internet now. It's like people will just take what they want from what you're saying. If they want to look at it in a negative light, they will look at it. You know what I mean?
Moving into today's episode.
We are doing a topic that I think we both are very passionate about, discipline. We love discipline. I think we've
Who
done
loves
it.
Discipline?
No, but I think in the sense like it's such an important topic.
It's changed our life.
It's changed our lives.
Yes.
And since I'm now 26, crying.
Your frontal lobe is 1 year cooked.
Yeah, stop it. I'm crying. But going into the second half, I guess I'm going into like my late 20s now, sort of. I feel like discipline is becoming more and more important in my life. So anyways, we've got a focused topic episode for you today.
I am so excited to talk about this because it is exactly what we're dealing with right now and what we've been kind of working through for the last few years. So we have a lot to say. It's very real. Let's go.
We have taken some notes for this episode because there's so many things we want to touch on and I don't want to miss anything.
And we need to stay on track.
We get sometimes a little bit flustered. First off, I want to start by saying discipline, and I truly believe this. Discipline is the pathway to your dream life. Do you agree?
I love that.
It's true though. Honestly, make that my screensaver.
If you had to describe to someone listening, what is self-discipline? Because, you know, we could hear discipline and be like, naughty, school, you know, in trouble.
I think discipline is in literally every single area of your life. Like you said, it can be like physical health. I feel like that's a big one when you think of discipline. It's like going to the gym, sleep. Lifestyle choices, so like drinking alcohol, if you're trying to like, I don't know, give up smoking, tobacco, and then also in the sense of like work, career, academic, students, if you're studying. So honestly, all areas.
So whatever you need to improve in your life, this is how we're going to get there.
Anything in your life that you feel as though you could work on. And in my mind, I think of discipline as basically instant gratification versus what you actually want the most. So the end goal.
So true. It's so easy as well. Like, I know it's going a full tangent about this, but society now and how we're conditioned, everything is so quick.
So quick.
You want something, you can get it same day delivered. You don't want to get the groceries, Uber Eats. You know, you want a hit of validation, post a photo in a bikini. Like, it's just so quick.
Fast.
And I think for me personally, that's where I struggled a lot with self-discipline was because like I would just be like, follow the dopamine, you know, follow that next hit rather than look at what do I want for my life and how am I going to get there?
I think it's also important to note that nothing worthwhile in life is going to come without discomfort. I think you have to get used to that. And if there's something you want, you will have to go through discomfort, discipline to get there. And I love the quote. It says, the person you are now is a consequence of how you've used your time in the past.
Ooh.
Does that hit?
That one hit a bit too deep.
I know.
I think as well, at the point in life that we're at now. 25, holding on to that. 26.
Hold on.
Yeah. Let me remind you all, I am 25.
Yeah.
I think we're starting to see people go like all different ways in life, right? And obviously you see that at all ages, but I don't know about you. I'm definitely starting to see it. It's like this age group is kind of you either get your shit together or you don't. I don't know how to say that in a nicer way. And then every year that you don't make these changes and work towards the person you want to become, it just sets you further and further back. And I think it really hit me at 25. We always talk about the frontal lobe moment.
25 hit us so hard.
But it really was what made me think, like, I can't keep living with all my little habits, all these things that, you know, I'd not being a morning person, for example, we spoke about recently. I was just like, that's who I am. I can't wake up at this time. This is just who I am. You get stuck in your ways and then realizing nothing changes if nothing changes.
And that's what discipline is. It's basically just building habits.
Yes.
And then from habits, you have growth.
Yes. Like atomic habits. Everyone go read.
Yes. Yes. We've kind of given you guys an overview of what discipline is. We'll break it down and then we'll give you some actionable steps on how to start implementing discipline. If you feel as though there's any area in your life that you need to improve on, this is the way to do it. Self-discipline.
Knowing as well that who you are right now, if you're not happy with it, you can change it. And take it from us, we've changed so many aspects of our lives. We're still continuously trying to change and improve. Your brain isn't, this isn't how you're going to be forever. If you want to actively work on it, you totally can.
Yeah.
So I think that's really exciting and encouraging as well to be like, hey, I can do whatever the fuck I want. And it might take a year, it might take 6 months, but I can do it and I can change into, insert whoever you look up to or whoever your dream person is. Like, you can totally become that person.
Yeah.
It's just little, chipping away at little things.
Habits.
Yeah.
Starting healthy habits. Before we start getting into breaking down everything, we should mention the difference between motivation and discipline. So motivation is great. If you have a wave of motivation, fab, ride that wave, but motivation's fleeting, whereas discipline is you're committing to doing the thing you said you would.
That is a great thing to point out because personally I've struggled before where I'll get a wave of motivation for something and I'll be like, this is amazing and I'm doing all this work, and then that motivation dies.
And that's where discipline comes in.
And then I lose the whole thing. I read a book once. I can't remember the name. I want to say it's like The Big Idea. It's by the woman who wrote Eat, Pray, Love. And the short off of the great book is that ideas can float between people energetically. So say I might wake up and have a groundbreaking revolutionary app idea and I might have all this motivation, write it all down, blah, blah, blah. If I don't action it, that exact idea will be transmitted to someone else. And then if they action it, then that's their idea. And it's the whole concept, because you hear people say like, oh, I thought about Uber 20 years ago. Why didn't I do that? Or I started a social media website, didn't take off because I gave up. And then Facebook's huge. Know that you have the idea and know that the motivation's going to go away.
Yeah.
And have that discipline to action it immediately because it will get sent to someone else.
Motivation is great. Like, we're not saying
ignore. No, motivation is fucking
motivation
fantastic.
Motivation is like when you get a wave, it's so good.
I'd love some more, honestly.
No, truly same. But it's fleeting. And I think if you, for instance, if your goal in life is, I really want to start a business, that's your goal. And you are just, one day maybe you had a wave of motivation and you made the first steps and then it's gone after that and you're waiting for the motivation to come back and it's been maybe a year now and you're reflecting on the past year and you're thinking, what have I been doing last year? So basically, it's either waiting for motivation to start the thing or using discipline to start the thing.
The most foolproof way is to get some discipline, because I've spent a lot of time waiting for motivation in my life and I will never get that back. The quicker we learn and implement, trust me, the quicker your life will improve and the more confident and hot you are.
Okay, so let's break down how to actually implement discipline, this amazing thing that we've been raving about. Number one, I think you need to have a clear goal in mind. So for instance, if you want to save $20,000, and you need to have a clear why as well, because that will drive you. If you just are a little bit wishy-washy with the goal and like the why, it's probably not going to happen.
The why is so important. I'm really glad you brought that up.
You need to have a strong, clear goal and a strong reason why you want to do what you want to do.
And you have to feel it. I know this is very like energetical, but if you don't feel 100% aligned with the goal, you're not going to do it. It's just, you have to be like, I believe in this. This is what I want.
And I think also going back to what we said at the start, nothing worthwhile in life is going to come easy. And I think accepting when you're making this clear goal in your mind and you're describing the why, and accept the fact that it's probably going to be really difficult. For instance, starting a business. For the first 2 years, it's probably going to be really hard, and just coming to terms with that.
Say saving $20,000, right? The obvious reason is you want $20,000. But if that's not enough for you, like some people just struggle to save money. Their money is just, they cannot keep money. You could assign that to, I need to save $20,000 so then I can buy my first house with the love of my life. And when I move into the house, I'm going to get this, like fully paint the picture of like what your life's going to look like when you get to that goal. Not just like, oh, I need 20,000 to buy a house. You need to be like, this is the home. I mean, 20,000 to buy a house. Fuck me. That, you never hear that in the same sentence, but you get the point. You need to really like get emotional about it. Like you're not going to do something unless you're emotionally invested off the back of like the energetically aligning yourself with the goal or whatever it may be that works for you. I have this method that I use. I haven't really spoken about it, but I'll let you all know. It's not groundbreaking. But you know how Beyonce, she has Sasha Fierce, right? That's her alter ego. So when she comes out on stage, I'm Sasha Fierce, Beyonce. I also listen to The Mindset Mentor, where he speaks about whenever you do something, you ask yourself, is this what your dream future self would do? So underwear on the floor, do I walk past it? Do I pick it up and put them in the washing basket? Something as simple as that. What would my dream future self do? That didn't really necessarily work for me. So I changed it. I created a character. Let's call her Valentina.
Ooh.
Right? Give her a name or whoever. You could associate with a celebrity, anything you want. I created this person in my head and I wrote down like, what does she believe in? What are her values? Blah, 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 blah. Like, what does she want in life? And it's actually me. It's actually what I want. But it's easier to take the emotional attachment to old habits away when it's not, you're not talking about yourself. So I'll switch in and be like, what would Valentina do in this moment? I'll be like, oh, Valentina's a bad bitch and she's confident. She's this, she's that. Okay, that's how I'll handle this situation. I guess you could do my future self as well. But for some people that might be too overwhelming because you're like, I don't even know. For me, I'm like, I don't even know who the fuck is my future self. I don't know, too much. But this fake character, very effective.
One tactic that I like to use is the choose your hard framework. Do you know this one?
No.
So basically, I'm going to use waking up early as an example because I think this is the easiest one. Either you wake up early and feel shit for the first 5 minutes because you're really tired and you're really groggy and that's hard. And then you go to the gym, for instance. Or you sleep in and it's not hard for the first five minutes, but then you spend the rest of the day regretting that you didn't go to the gym that morning and you didn't get up early, which is hard. So it's like, choose your heart. Which one do you want?
That's a great way to look at it. So, it's so true.
And I think every time, like if I don't want to do something, I don't know, it could be anything and it's annoying, it's going to be hard. I can either sit here and put it off and then feel really guilty about it, which is also hard, and then deal with the consequences, or I can just do it. So choose your heart. Which one do you want to do?
I like that. I also think every time you show up for yourself, right, which we're probably going to touch on later, I've just hijacked again, but every time you show up for yourself, think for the gym, for example, you go to the gym, you don't want to be there, you hate your life, you never leave. It's such a corny, you know, you never regret a workout, but you actually really don't. You leave and you're like, even if the workout sucked and you're like, I actually don't feel that much better, let's say, you still showed up for yourself and you're like, oh, I did it. And then you go about your day. Whereas, like you said, if you don't, you will think about it, you'll make up excuses, and then you feed back into that narrative of, you know, I guess your old habits and how you perceive yourself. But if you have this new version of you and you choose your heart, every time you show up for yourself, you're actually changing your identity. And slowly, like let's say you're the, like how I was, couldn't wake up in the morning, always missing Pilates class, you know, unmotivated, scrolling till 3 a.m. Yeah, so you can be that person like how I was, whereas now slowly over the last 3 years, slowly chipped away, made small tweaks, showed up for myself hundreds of little times, even just putting the washing on, you know, might not think that has any correlation with me running a successful business one day, which, you know, maybe that's my end goal. But it does, it chips away those little tiny things. And then now I don't associate myself with someone who stays up late and can't get up in the morning. I don't associate myself with that identity at all anymore, but that used to be me. So you can...
I think that's a great point, what you're saying about small, chipping away at small things. And that's one of my other points. For a tangible tip to implement discipline is start small. So again, going back to maybe let's say I want to run a marathon by the end of the year and you're looking at this huge goal that you have and you're overwhelmed and you're like, I'm never going to be able to do that. I'm not even going to bother. I'm going to sleep in and skip the gym, whatever. If you break it down and say like, oh, the first week, I just want to walk for like 5 minutes. You're probably going to do that. If it's more achievable, then that's great. So I think once you've set your why, once you've set your clear goal, you've got an execution plan, I think break the tasks down into really small, manageable tasks and give yourself time and give yourself also grace if you slip off one day. It's going to happen. Like we said, it's a hard, discipline's hard. No one wants to get up early at like 5 a.m. and go like run a marathon or whatever it is. I don't know. If you do slip up, don't use it as an excuse to be like, oh, I've messed up. I missed the gym or I didn't do what I said I was going to do today. I'm just going to give up now. It's okay. These things happen. So just make sure the next day you show up again for yourself.
Say you had a workout class, even if you just, at the very least, you just drive there.
Yeah.
And I know that sounds, you're like, just go into the class. Don't be stupid. So I know what it's like, especially sometimes you're in like a mentally not great place. And even the thought of just getting out of bed and driving to a class is enough just to throw you completely off. And if you're in that state, leave your outfit out the night before. Make it easy for yourself to achieve these tasks, right? So just cushion yourself. Make it nice and simple. So like leave your workout clothes there the night before. You wake up, you don't want to go, you put them on. Step one, done. You're halfway there. Get in your car, drive there. You get there, I don't want to go in. That's fine. Turn around, go home. You still are in a better place than you were. Just a little step is better than that guilt, yes. Like you said, of just thinking like I'm a failure.
Yeah. Also, I love what you said about the putting your workout clothes out the night before. This is another tip, is kind of loosely going in with that one, is remove temptation. I mean, not really remove temptation for like going to workout class, but if one of your goals is to not, say one of your goals is to quit drinking, remove the temptation by like throwing out the wine bottles.
Mm-hmm.
So it just makes it easier. Like you said, it cushions you to be able to start showing self-discipline.
And also having accountability partners, I guess. Like if it was the gym, I'm trying to think of other examples, but just set a goal and like say if it was to go to the gym 3 days a week, I would say, hey, Maddie, or even...
We used to do that.
Yeah.
Do you remember? And we'd text each other and be like, are you coming?
I'd be like, no.
It would be like 6 a.m. and I wouldn't hear anything, but I would text you and be like, no, let's go. And sometimes it would work. You'd be like, okay, you know what? I'm coming.
And other times I would sit in bed for an hour and think about how awful I was.
Having an accountability partner does work.
Don't have someone who can, you know, physically be there. You could say, hey, random, but I'm going to text you a selfie of me at the gym every day, 3 days a week. If I don't, I have to transfer you $100. You know, set a thing, you know, with someone to make you feel accountable. Whatever works for you,
yeah.
Whatever motivates you or like, I guess, scares you even, use that to your advantage to make it work for you. Just like having boundaries with friends or whoever, it makes me respect them more. Like if someone comes to me and they're like, hey, I'm not drinking for however long, I'm like, cool, be off socials because I'm trying to do this, mm-hmm. or whatever. And they stick to it.
So like, hot.
And even
so hot.
In dating as well, from feedback from guys, they find it so attractive when girls have like their routines, their boundaries, like this is what they're doing. They're not just like getting pushed over as well. So it will positively impact every area of your life. Yeah. Makes you physically hotter, mm-hmm. mentally clearer, more successful, better relationships. What more could you want? Better health, obviously. I actually have a personal tip, mm-hmm. for self-discipline, something that really helped me, and you're going to hate it.
Is it ice baths?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It is.
I knew it.
Okay, look.
No, do you know what I respect? Do you know what? Ice baths, that is like the biggest show of self-discipline, which I cannot do. So...
Well,
take with that what you will.
Look, you have self-discipline better than me in a lot of other areas. Yes. The ice bath for me, what it's done is it's so, so uncomfortable. I never want to get in it. There is not one moment where I'm like, hey, fuck yeah, let's go.
Let's put myself through extreme pain.
Every time before I get in the ice bath, I think, do I have to do it? I'll just do 2 minutes. Like, I'll just get out quickly. Like, it's freezing. Like, all those thoughts go through my mind. But the difference is now I know, because I've proven to myself time and time again that I can hit 4 minutes.
Yeah.
Or whatever the goal is. I can do it. I know I can. So now when I get in, all those negative thoughts every time still come. And I think, no, you've done it before. You've literally never died. You always get through it. It goes fast. You'll be fine. And then I get through it. And then the analogy is use that in your real life. It could be anything. For me, it's an ice bath. And I use that in other areas. Like I'll be like, oh, I don't want to do this. annoying task. And I'm like, dude, you just sat in freezing water for however many minutes. You can do this uncomfortable task.
Do you know, I actually listened to a podcast and they spoke about what goes on in the brain when you practice self-discipline. People that show self-discipline and do things they don't want to do that are hard in the brain, the more they do it, the better they are at doing it in future. Like, it's actually a thing, like you train your brain to do it.
Wow.
Yeah.
The neural pathways, right?
Yeah. I mean, like, I don't have my lab coat on. I don't know. I guess that would be a perfect example is the ice baths. Like, the more you do it, even just like a few more minutes extra, you train yourself to be able to do things that are really uncomfortable and you get better at it.
You just prove to yourself every time and then you do believe it.
Yeah.
Like, who would have thought? Truly, like,
not me, bitch.
No, truly.
Not me. I cannot do it.
But you can do it and you would be able to if you stuck at it.
Yeah.
When you move to Sydney, I will be working on this.
I'll try.
But you can use that for anything. It could be you might hate running. You might run on the treadmill, push yourself for a minute, feel like you're going to die. Then you do that every day. Then all of a sudden,
just like
you're doing
2 minutes.
A little
bit extra, a little bit extra every time.
Yes. And then every time you prove to yourself, you don't dip back and then you just level up.
Okay, I've got two more tips. Number one is also know your strengths and weaknesses. For instance, my weakness is that in the afternoon, I'm definitely less productive.
Oh, yeah.
So
3 p.m.?
3 p.m. hits, don't talk to me. Don't send me an email. I'm not having a meeting. No. So if I have something really hard to do that day and I know it's due that day, I have to do it. I don't want to do it. I should, based off my weaknesses, prioritize it in the morning because that's when I'm probably more likely going to do it. I guess it kind of goes back to like the cushioning, making it easier for yourself. But just knowing your weaknesses. And another one could be like, if you don't want to work out on a Sunday, don't like schedule classes on a Sunday if you know you're not going to go, whatever it is. And then the last one is give yourself a little reward, sweet treat. We love that.
Now we're talking.
Yeah. So if you do something that's really hard, maybe it's an ice bath. Maybe you get out and then you go have, I don't know, a coffee as a nice reward. I just think that makes, it gives you more motivation to do something at, especially when you're starting out and you're really struggling to get into the good habit and the good routine, give yourself something to look forward to.
You just reminded me of a method that I've been using. It's called, I think we've spoken about it, it's the Pomodoro technique.
Okay.
So you set a timer and you do 25 minutes of work and then you focused work, put your phone in another room. I use my Apple Watch for this. I like keep it here. So obviously if anything important comes up, I can see it, but I'm not trying
Was this Jay Shetty's podcast? Is that what he's speaking about?
It's a pretty big technique. I think everyone's probably spoken about it. It's not groundbreaking material. You set a timer, focused work. You can even listen to, I think it's called binaural, B-I-A or B-I-N-A-U-R-A-L. Someone figure that out. Beats. And it's like these frequency musics. Just look it up on Spotify and you can click which one. There's like focus, study, whatever. Put that on. You get like into this trance. Work for 25 minutes, timer goes off, 5 minute break. Don't use your phone. Cannot be phone. Must be anything else. Walk around, I don't know, pat your dog, do anything. Then new timer. Then it's like a bigger break. So you can increase the breaks. That might be slightly wrong, but that's what I do. I increase it by like 5 minutes each time. And then after a few hours, then I'll have like an actual full break. Exactly like that little reward system. You know that you've just got to work for 25 minutes and then you could have a sweet treat waiting, or you could just know that you get a break from the work.
It makes it so much easier.
Go back in. Even when I was trying to become a morning person, after I like got sick, I don't know if you remember that period of time where I was like sick for a whole year, the glandular fever.
A throwback. Oh my gosh, I do remember.
It was truly never ending, but I struggled to get back in. I didn't never want to go for walks, just didn't interest me. And it used to be like my favorite thing ever. So I would bribe myself, leave the clothes out, bribe myself with like an iced coffee or, you know, a croissant or something. So I'd just be like, I have to just walk to the cafe, get a treat, and then come home. And then slowly stop getting the treat. And then I'm taking my own coffee with me. And then it's a habit. And now I love it. I don't need a treat. So whatever works, do whatever you need to do. It's like a little toddler, just a little brides. Make it nice and easy for yourself.
So true. Like, you have to treat yourself like a little baby.
Keeps you motivated. Whatever it works, does. Who cares how you get there? But it's
as long as you're making
every
day small steps.
And it's exactly what you've been saying. It's like making it work for you. You know, success doesn't have to be waking up at 5 a.m. and going for a cold plunge.
If that's not your goal and your why, if you're like, I don't care about that, okay, girls?
You might be happy to wake up at 2 p.m. and stay up till 4 a.m. do your work, and like that might help you get to your goals. Like yeah. it's whatever works.
You can apply these techniques for anything though.
We'll take it to a personal level now. I haven't spoken about it and we will do a whole episode on it, but I've recently realized I have ADHD. I said realize, I've been diagnosed. Made that sound so chill, like it wasn't like a intensive like 4 month process.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I've been on that journey, and that's I think why I really struggled a lot with, I guess, struggling with losing motivation. That's the whole thing, right? The motivation comes, be like so excited, then the discipline is hard when you have ADHD.
No one wants to do the discipline stuff.
Through having that undiagnosed for, I guess, my whole life, I learned so many techniques. And so now I'm just dealing with knowing about the diagnosis and that new stage of my life and implementing all the techniques I spent years trying to make work for me. So like the Pomodoro technique, leaving the things out. I feel like I'm starting to re-implement that now in this new phase of my life, if that makes sense. And since as well, actually coming to terms with the diagnosis, it's been so motivating firsthand to see little things improve. Like how we say every time you do something, it proves to yourself and you build more confidence, even just with work. Like I'll finish all my work for a day and be like, oh my God, pop off. Like that's so great, you know, and that used to be like a bit of a struggle. So I can definitely vouch for the fact that one, you can change immensely, and two, how much better you feel once you're aware of what you want, what's going on with you. For me, it was that, and having that clear, I don't keep doing my circles, clear vision of where you want to be and making it easy for you. So with me at the ADHD, right now, I'm so aware of that. I make everything so easy for me now, so I know how to achieve my goals. So I also recommend, if you are struggling, definitely talk to someone. If you really can't find motivation, or you find motivation only for a fleeting moment, or you know, or if you're feeling like depressed, anything like that, that's hindering you a bit more seriously than just, you know, feeling a bit unmotivated sometimes, also go look into it, talk to a professional, because there might be something else going on that's the reason why you feel like you can't achieve certain things.
I feel like it's changed your life already so much. I've noticed such a difference.
Yeah, I am so much happier.
You're like, I am so happy, thank God.
There's definitely some cons. Like, we'll do a whole episode on it.
We'll do a deep dive, yeah.
Definitely, and we can talk about, like, the whole journey and answer questions and everything. But since taking my mental health and my health into my own hands, I knew I was struggling with this for, like, 5 years, right? I would get a referral and I'd freak out. I'd be like, oh, it's too expensive. Oh, the wait list is too long. I can handle it. I'll be fine. And then it got to the point where nothing was changing in my life. I was just like, why aren't I progressing? Why am I still dealing with the same issues every single day? And whilst, you know, I'd have all these fleeting moments where I'd be like, oh, like on my routine for like a week. And then I'd be like depressed for a week after. So if you do feel like that as well, there is so much power in taking your health and mental health into your own hands, reaching out, whether it's an energy healer or a psychologist or a psychiatrist or speaking to a friend. I don't know. But yeah, that's important as well.
Yeah.
There's no point just beating yourself up. If it's consistently not working for you, maybe something else is wrong. But yeah, if you want a full episode,
I could interview you.
But I also, you would have a lot to add because you've seen my journey.
Yes,
very
I have seen the journey. But that's what I feel like I've noticed such a difference, especially in like your happiness levels. You seem a lot happier.
So much happier. Yeah. Just knowing that it's not necessarily I'm a shit person.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like there's a lot of shame attached sometimes to certain like mental health things. When you're undiagnosed, you're like, why am I this? Why am I like that? I'm the worst.
Like now you've got answers for why.
And it's not an excuse for some shitty behavior, but it does in my mind validate like, that's why I acted like that. Now I'm aware. And I can change and have my new trajectory.
Snaps for Kaylin.
Thanks, snaps for us. Snaps for you all.
Yeah, hopefully this episode's been inspiring for you guys.
I think we're just trying to inspire, uplift, have a good goddamn time around here these days.
I think since hitting 26.
Since last week
being old, now in my like, this is my last year of my mid-20s. Is that right? Yeah, I think it is. 7, 8,
dude,
9.
I think you're in your late 20s.
No, 4, 5, 6 is mid.
Okay. Holding on to that, aren't you?
I'm going to fucking hold on to that. We're just really reflecting on things that would actually make a difference. So hopefully you guys have learned a little bit about discipline and feel inspired.
It's also an episode I feel like we're talking to ourselves a lot of the time.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, it's like what we want to hear what we're currently dealing with, and hopefully you guys can relate.
And don't get it wrong either. Like, we struggle with this. Everyone struggles with discipline. There's some days when my alarm goes off at 6 and I'm like, I'm not getting up. So if you are feeling like that, you're not alone. It takes time. It takes practice.
I think most people actually feel.
And most people feel like that. It's just small steps every day. And it actually does get easier.
Yeah, it does.
Case study for waking up early.
Yes. Visualize your higher self and show up as her.
Yeah.
I think we should leave it there.
So that's all.
So that's all for today.
So if you guys would like to follow us on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube, we have the full video episodes if you guys don't have Spotify. It's all at Girl Code the Podcast, and it'll be linked in the show notes down below.
And we'll see you next week.
See you next week. Bye.